You know, what struck me the most, honestly, was when I took a minute to actually talk to some of the Muslim people to find out, you know, they are just like me, and I am uneducated on their religion. You know, I could easily make as many mistake judgment calls as any other person out there. But when I took a second to sit down and listen to them and actually enter their mosque and go in and watch some of their prayers, it was a beautiful thing. And they answered some of my questions that I had. And I just feel that maybe that's something that they should do too for the people. A lot of us are uneducated, you know. Educate us on your religion. Let us know that not everybody's a bad person.
Amazing. The human connection. Look, he went into the mosque. He saw it wasn't a bomb-making factory, and he's calling, it's amazing. He said, educate us on your religion. What are your thoughts on those?
I mean, it's exactly an example of what I was just talking about, that there are many people whom we may deem Islamophobic at first glance, at first instance, because of the rhetoric that they engage in. And oftentimes it's similar to the one from the maliciously intended, you know, Islamophobic organized network. But we need to go back and analyze the difference between the majority of Americans who may exhibit Islamophobic rhetoric but just don't know any better and are fair game for engagement and can potentially change a man like this, and those who are agenda-driven and sort of rooted in hate and bigotry. And we need to have different strategies. We can't have a one-size-fit-all. For the you know, sort of dyed-in-the-wool Islamophobes, we expose, we deconstruct, we engage in refutations of their lies. With individuals like this and many Americans who are like him, we engage in education, in awareness building, in shedding light on the reality of Islam and Muslims.